I'm Janie Pilgrim, and this is The Deal.
Hey, you feel the energy? We all here helping people with disabilities, staying inclusive, advancing, showing support and help with career planning. Yeah, yeah, we don't see empty glasses, I'm speaking truthfully. Cause if it's empty, all I see is opportunity. Here is the deal, we here to get you rolling, helping you with trailing and getting some employment. Let's go.
I'm Janie Pilgrim, your host. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I'm here with my esteemed co-host,
Anson Duong.
And Manuel Bautista.
And so today, we're going to talk about a topic that I'm not sure how many people talk about. It's spring. Spring has sprung. And we want to talk about the elements of spring cleaning. Yes, I said it. But spring is eternal, and your crap shouldn't be, right? So we're going to talk about a little bit about why it's important to do spring cleaning, what are the benefits, and if you have a child or adult child on the spectrum, what are the benefits to spring cleaning? We're going to share a little bit of our insight and just our experiences and even some of our hopes for the spring. What do you think, Anson?
Yeah, I think so too.
And Manny, I think I caught Anson off guard with that one, right?
Yeah,
and Manny.
I mean,
yeah. I hope that we can find some peace in the spring cleaning. Yeah, that's what I hope.
So I think we could talk about some of the benefits. And it's interesting because Anson and Manny, I'm going to shout them out here. This was the topic that they really wanted to bring to light. And you can see how excited they sound.
Yeah.
You can see how excited they sound to bring it to the forefront. And although this may not be one of the sexier dialogues or conversation, it does have some importance. So one of the things I want to talk about in terms of spring cleaning is it's an opportunity to get rid of the old and keep what's really important to you. And some may say bring in the new, but new actually brings new clutter. What's your take on spring cleaning, Anson?
Well, for me, spring cleaning is a way for me to like refresh and try to de-stress my past, you know, like, you know, how like my, whether it be recent, like the winter storms that have been happening, or something having to do with my job, but also from my my distant past, like my days from school.
Sounds like you're decluttering your mind.
Yeah.
Your spring cleaning happens in your mind.
Well, actually, not only that, but I also literally clean by cleaning up my room, you know, dusting off my shelves and trying to organize my desk. Make my bed and do my laundry.
I think that's great. How about you, Manny?
Yeah, so the way that I see it is a way for one person to basically declutter their mind and basically find peace and cleanliness and as they start new. So, yeah, I find it very, very relaxing and great to do that.
Yeah, I think I personally don't like all the effort in spring cleaning. I'm spring cleaning now, and you know they say that it's always darkest before the dawn. My whole place is a mess, but I'm looking hopeful for the end result. So let's say one reason why it's really important to do spring cleaning. During the winter, a lot of times our windows are closed, our doors are closed, there's not a lot of fresh air in, there's dust. And oftentimes if you have an adult child or child who's on the spectrum or a child with allergies, or if you yourself have allergies, spring cleaning is a great way to get that dust out. And it really helps the respiratory system. It helps clean your house. It helps you feel renewed. It helps you get rid of clutter. When you get rid of clutter, amazingly enough, it actually clears your mind and opens you up for new things. Not necessarily to purchase new things, but fresh ideas. Any input from you, Anson?
I'm not sure, but you do make good points there by getting rid of all the dust, because I myself actually have springtime allergies, like from pollen or even through The dust from certain plants, actually. I get all, I get like itchy eyes and sneezing, but that's okay. I try to get past it by getting rid of all the stuff, all that kind of stuff, like on the car or even like on the windows too.
Yeah. How about you, Manny?
Yeah. So as a person that has basically suffered from respiratory things and stuff like that, not allergies, but asthma and stuff like that. Yes, I do agree that decluttering, like cleaning dust and cleaning most of the objects, can be very good for the body, basically.
Mm-hmm. For your body and your mind.
Yeah, for body and mind.
So I part of the process, it's interesting because if you ever look at nature, right? They actually spring clean. If you watch the birds, like they're clearing out their nests, they're getting it ready for the eggs to hatch. If you look at the deer, like everything's preparing for the spring. And so if we actually use nature as our barometer, we can actually begin to declutter our homes, but more importantly, our minds. So one of the things that people don't think about during the spring, they do think about in the wintertime. For example, everybody has New Year resolution, but spring is an opportunity for you to revisit the goals that you've had and to create new goals. So as you declutter your space and you get your mind ready for what's next, I encourage everyone to sit down and write down what it is that they want for the next 3 months. So you have April, May, and June. What do you want to accomplish? And it should be realistic goals, right? Something that you think you can accomplish within the next 3 months. And one of them, it would be to clean your space, clean your house. That's figuratively, and that is in reality. So first you clean your house, and then you clean your house. Your house being what it is that you want to accomplish. Remember we sat in one of the discussions and we talked about our goals? You remember that was one of our podcasts?
Yep, mm-hmm. That's right.
So it's an opportunity for us to go back to those goals and see where we are in that process, right? So it's like cleaning house. Like, do these goals still serve us? Are we on the right path? Do we need to change them? Do we need to tweak them? So this is not just an opportunity to clean our space, get rid of and declutter our homes, but it's also a way for us to declutter our lives. Anson, look like you want to say something.
Well, I was going to say that, like, both literally and metaphorically, mm-hmm. you want to clean your house, but you also want to clear your mind and clean your the negative energy that's within you. So that's why spring cleaning is a very important thing to do when it comes to organizing yourself.
Do you have any spring rituals? And I'll share what I mean. When I was growing up during the spring, and I didn't even realize it was spring cleaning, my mom would open up the windows. I could hear the birds singing. She would put music on. And so she would clean with the music. And I still remember the smells like of Murphy oil soap. And it just made the house feel lighter. So did you have any rituals? Did your mom play music or your dad do something or cut the grass? Is there anything that you kind of remember that brings you back to childhood during the springtime?
Not that I know of, but I do like playing outside and all that, like running around my backyard and kicking around my soccer ball in the backyard as well. Mm. So I thought going outside is a good way to spend your springtime with whether it's you, your loved ones, or your friends.
That's an excellent point. I think we should dive a little deeper in that. What about you, Manny?
Yeah, so for me, the ritual was mostly my mom would put some kind of music or I guess some religious music or thing or hymns and stuff. And she would just clean, fix the house and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's kind of like a ritual, yeah, that will happen.
Monet's Outreach Services, rooted in the community. The main mission of Monet's Outreach Services is to bridge the gap between the general educated population and those with special needs, with a specific focus on autism. The organization offers various services and programs aimed at achieving this goal. These services may include educational support, advocacy, resources, and events designed to foster unity and understanding.
And one of the things I do, and this is literally Anson and figuratively, one of the things I've been doing, and I don't even think about it, is spring cleaning. I'm planting my garden, right, for the summer. Like, what seeds should I plant, right? Okay. So that is physically, right? But if I'm doing it metaphorically, as you mentioned, Anson, like, what seeds am I planting now so that I can harvest them later? And when I say seeds I'm planting now, what are you doing right now in your life in order for in like 3 to 6 months that you can be able to get rewards for that? Like, I think, honestly, I think this podcast is a seed. We talked about this. I think this podcast is, that was a seed that we planted. And now look, we're actually doing it. And then people are tuning in. And I think the content that you gentlemen are making, I don't think you realize how important it is. I mean, at this point, we may not have, you know, hundreds and thousands of listeners, but the fact that before we even told the world, people started listening to it. So you planted a seed, and now we're doing the podcast. And as we continue to share topics like this topic, I think people will come in and listen, and they will see, although I already know how talented you both are, I think they will see your talents.
Right. That's a good point you make there, Janie, like trying something new as well. That's something that you want to do when the weather gets warm.
Right. We talk about diving into... Manny, you look like you're thinking about something. You want to share?
I'm just listening, basically.
So Anson mentioned going outside, right? So whether you yourself have a physical disability, you can have a cognitive disability, or even emotional, going outside in nature, because Anson mentioned going outside. Going outside and connecting with nature. With me, my garden, or walking right now. We're in Essex County, so you have the cherry blossoms. Just connecting with nature is a great way to declutter your mind when you're angry, when you're frustrated, or you just want to reconnect with yourself. Just going out and just seeing what nature has to offer and see how you're inspired by it.
Right. Yep.
And you can kick that soccer ball, Anson.
Yep. Kick that soccer ball and kick that soccer ball into the goal and knock that goal down full of negative energy.
Yeah, I love it, love it, love it. All right, so does anyone have anything else to add in terms of spring cleaning? Because I think we had a list, and I want to make sure we touched all of our points. So do anyone else have anything else to add?
You know, so how often do you do springtime cleaning, Janie?
Springtime probably once. I think it's almost an automatic thing. Like I'll do things like, oh gosh, you know, this dust, or I just want to open up the window. So I think I do it once a year. How about you?
Okay, Janie. Wow. That's like your instincts happening. You know, you got those, you detect those messes around you, and then you're like, oh yes, this is my chance. I got to go.
I think you're right. I think some of it is instinctual, right?
Yeah.
I think if you look around, there's things that I have. Like, if you look at, like, the squirrel, right? In the fall comes. You ever see the squirrel and he's grabbing all of his nuts and he's harvesting them?
Yep.
And then in the springtime, I mean, the wintertime, he's eating his nuts. And then in the springtime, he's hanging out and he's actually planning, like he's having fun, but towards the end of the summer, he's beginning to plan,
yep,
you know, for the winter. So that's what we talked about, that kind of getting your goals out.
Yeah. So, Janie, you were asking me earlier, what was it again?
I was going to ask you, what do you plan for?
Plan for spring cleaning?
Yeah.
Well, for me, I sometimes might, you know, vacuum my room, or like organize my figure collection, or even like dust off my figures, or even organize my bookshelf, or even like clean out my closet, you know? Okay. Basically, it may not be that much, but it's just what I usually do whenever my room gets messy.
Does it make you feel better?
Yes, it does, actually. Not only does it make me feel better, but it also makes me look good, too.
Oh, what do you do? You get rid of the things that you don't wear anymore?
Occasionally, actually.
Okay. All right. And Manny mentioned that he had respiratory issues. So did you find that cleaning out your room, does it help you with Mandy? Do you feel like it helps you with your respiratory?
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yeah.
How about you, Anson?
Yes, it does, Janie. It does.
Okay. All right. So what do you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I just want to say, if you want to do some spring cleaning, spring into action and clean up that negative stuff away. And also, whether it's good weather or bad weather, you could do it whether or not.
I love it. How about you, Manny?
Yeah, basically, find the time to clean and clear the messes you have, because that's gonna help you clear your mind, clear your spirit, and be a better person. So get into the spring cleaning.
One thing we did not mention before we bid our adieu on this particular topic is spring is a good time to connect with someone if you want to date. People have been locked up all winter long. In spring, they're ready to, reconnect with people. So if you're interested in dating or you're dating, spring is a great time to go out and meet someone new and start fresh and have a fresh relationship, whether it's a friendship or you're romantic.
You know what, Janie? I think you're right there. Ever since then, I've been hanging out with my friends mainly inside. But since the weather's getting warmer, I think now is the time for me to actually expand my horizons on what to do when hanging out with others. And that also can be said for my exercise or active routine, because back when it was winter and fall, I was staying inside all day.
You're a couch potato?
Yeah, couch potato and binge eating and all that. But binge eating like those chips and Oreos and all that. But since the weather's getting warmer, I guess I might as well just get myself active out there, run, ride my bike, take a walk or whatever. Simply just laying outside and all that. At least I can get those calories out of there,
Right. Because my son has allergies and respiratory issues. And so spring cleaning definitely helps them. And so him getting out, me getting out. Actually, we're going to be starting some fitness. So we're going to have working with a small gym within the area. So what you're saying, Anson, is right in line with what we're planning for the spring. Manny, what do you want to leave us with?
I don't think I have any other comment apart from what I already told. So, yeah, I don't have any comments.
Okay. All right. All right. So spring has sprung, and thank you for listening to The Deal. And we're out.
And also, before we go, if you want to go outside for spring, then spring into action and look at that beautiful cherry blossom, sakura, whatever you want, and then improve your mind.
Love it. All right.
At The Deal Career and Community Services, we believe in the power of inclusion, compassion, and community. We're diving into the heartwarming stories and impactful work that define us and positively impact the lives we touch. At The Deal Career and Community Services, we aren't just a team. We're a family dedicated to enhancing the lives of individuals with disabilities. Join us as we explore the meaningful connections, empowering services, and inspiring journeys that shape our mission. At The Deal, every episode brings you closer to the heart of what matters most. Thank you for tuning in to The Deal Career and Community Services, where the right advice can change your life.